Hurricane Helene has left us with a lot to grieve. Last night, the city of Asheville hosted a candlelight vigil for the community. BPR's Laura Hackett and Gerard Albert III were there.
Around 1,000 people gathered at Pack Square to collectively mourn the struggles of the last 3 weeks. They held candles and each other as leaders from across Asheville and Buncombe County spoke. Here's Reverend Jim Abbott.
We have not yet fully recovered, but we are resilient and filled with hope. We have been stripped of the illusion that we were somehow immune from the effects of global warming, and now realize that none of us is immune.
County Commissioners Brownie Newman and Jasmine Beach Ferrara also spoke.
Many lives have been saved. From our first responders to neighbors helping neighbors, people have pulled together. And I hope that is something that we can all remember about this experience alongside the tragedy and pain.
Many of us, all of us, lived by candlelight and flashlight and lantern through some of the darkest days and nights of our lives. And we saw each other's candles and flashlights and lanterns flickering, and that's how some people were saved, and people let others know they needed saving. It's how we read stories to our kids at night as we tried to help them understand what was happening. Tonight, as the sky starts to darken, we're gonna light as many candles as we can and lift up as many lighters as we've got and shine as many cell phone flashlights as we can. We're gonna help each other light those candles. And this is one thing among many that will symbolize who we are to each other, not just brothers and sisters and family and friends holding a light for each other, but the power that we create together to turn darkness into light, to turn light into warmth, to do all of that with love in our hearts.
Attendees passed the flame from candle to candle, illuminating Pack Square. Asheville resident Jennifer Murphy was there for the ceremony. She's part of the Street Creature Puppet Collective, an arts group known for its imaginative, larger-than-life paper puppets. She brought a 10-foot-tall blue heron puppet that weaved its way through the candlelit crowd.
Because it's beautiful and iconic and represents the river, which, of course, is our bane and our beauty and our joy and our very big challenge right now.
After the candles were lit, a choir took the stage and closed out the night in song. I'm Laura Hackett for BPR News.